This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
To know that the mothership has landed.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, my brother? I want permission to come aboard the mothership.
Asking permission to join a sports talk spaceship? Well, we're all a little crazy. The mothership has connected.
The mothership.
Let's come
on. Man, I'm feeling great.
I'm doing great.
Happy Monday to you, boys and girls. One question only. How do you feel?
Well, I feel good and I'm doing well.
Well, that's all that really matters, isn't it? And we come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you want the ability to adjust your loan options in real time, Rocket can. We thank you for being with us. Coming up this hour on the show, Amy Trask is going to join us, former NFL executive, longtime employee of the Raiders. What a dramatic way for the Raiders to make the postseason last night, getting to overtime, giving up a 15-point lead in the final minutes of the fourth quarter, getting to OT and surviving overtime on a walk-off kick. Now remember, because a tie would have put both the Chargers and the Raiders in by virtue of the Jaguars having upset the Colts early in the day, that final kick by Daniel Carlson, if it's no good, it's fine. The Raiders are still in the playoffs, assuming it wasn't blocked and returned the other way by the Chargers. But if it was good, the Chargers were out and the Steelers were in. That's exactly what happened. Carlson hit the overtime game winner, and Brandon Staley and the Chargers are going home. This whole day began early on Sunday afternoon with the humiliation by the Colts. That is a win and in situation against a team that has nothing to play for, who would have been the number one pick in the NFL draft at 2-14, looking to go 2-15, and you have everything to play for. And not only did the Colts come out and play perhaps their worst game of the season in their biggest moment, the guy that was supposed to put them over the top was at his absolute nadir. The Colts came into this season knowing we've got a really good running back. We've got a really good offensive line, one of the best in football. We've got a really good defense. We've got a really good coach. All we need is a QB. And they traded a number one draft pick, first rounder, if they made the playoffs or if Carson Wentz played 75% of the snaps, away for him. And Wentz came up bupkis. He came up with nothing. He throws away a fumble. He throws two interceptions. At one point in time, the Colts had as many points as Carson Wentz had turnovers. Credit the Jaguars for an inspired effort, but that, my friends, is one of the single worst quarterback days in a big spot you'll ever see. Wentz was atrocious. And the Colts gave up a first-round draft pick for that guy in that spot. Ugh. Tonight, national championship game, Bama and Georgia, rematch of the SEC championship game, which was a blowout by Alabama. And yet, Vegas has still made Georgia the favorites in this game, even despite Alabama owning the Bulldogs over the course of the last few years. Joining us this morning on the show is a guy who was a standout quarterback for Georgia, 98, 99, 2000, was a second-round draft pick of the Dallas Cowboys in the NFL draft, former quarterback of the Bulldogs, Quincy Carter. Quincy, good morning.
Hey, good morning, buddy. Good morning. Those words just hurt what you said. A blowout loss. Ooh, that pinched my nerves.
I mean, it was crazy because not only
I had to take it.
Yeah, not only did Vegas have Alabama as the underdog, but I mean, Georgia, historically speaking, had the best defense perhaps ever going into that game. And then, lo and behold, Bryce Young explodes. I mean, how do you account for a great Georgia Bulldogs defense giving up that many yards and points to Young in the offense in the SEC title game?
Well, I mean, dude, you just got to credit Nick Saban, man. Nick just does an extraordinary job of just dissecting someone's weakness to the 10th degree. You know, I played for a guy, Bill Parcells, and so I was able to be around this guy for almost 2 years, and I can just imagine how Nick is and the way they dissect defenses and the way they go about their approach to football. It's just different. It's just different, man.
So what do you think has to be different tonight for Georgia to be able to slow down Young and the Tide?
The major two things. We've got to put number 9 on his back. I'm not going to say his name. Sorry, young man. but the competitiveness is real.
Uh-huh.
We got to put him on his back, and we got to run the football and keep him off the field. I think those are going to be our biggest keys for tonight. Mm. Yep.
Quincy Carter joining us this morning here on the show. So what'd you think about the performance of Georgia against Michigan? It felt like they totally shook off any type of doldrums or anger or whatever had happened to the SEC title game, and they just blew the doors off a really good Michigan squad.
Well, you know something? About a couple of days before the game, I was talking to one of my old boys, and I said, wait a minute, Michigan can't beat us. And the reason why, I said, they're going to come try to run the football, and I don't see their receivers outside really beating us one-on-one. So it was a bad matchup. You know, I was reading articles and looking at, you know, little news outlets and what have you, previews for the games. And then it just hit me. Like, wait a minute, this is a bad matchup. So it was just a bad matchup. And, that's what we do best. We're going to stop the run. And apply pressure to the quarterback, and they wanted to run the football. And then when I seen them in the pregame and said, with the lineman, run the damn ball, I said, oh, God, this is over. Before it starts, I'm serious. You're not going to run it down our throat.
What do you think about Stetson Bennett?
You know, Stetson Bennett is up. He's up under a lot of pressure, and I get it. He's got a kid from California, JT Daniels, who's been barreling down his neck for a couple years. We have a very proud fan base, but he's starting to shine in big moments. I like the way he looked against Michigan. I understand the pressure that's placed upon you being the quarterback of the University of Georgia. Just hit like hell, being the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys, man. We've got a very proud fan base. All he needs to do is play solid tonight and not turn the football over. He's made a couple mistakes in some big games, but we just need him not to turn the ball over, man. But, hey, man, he's a gutsy guy. He's coming into his own. Hey, I mean, and honestly, man, this is what is year and a half for him. And being in the spotlight in every, camera and news outlet, being on you every week, man, that's a big prime time position he's in. I think he's handled it well, and he's getting better.
I'll tell you what, over the last couple of years, Alabama's beaten Georgia in some big spots. Obviously, the national championship game, the SEC title game comeback as well. And you might think, well, it's just bad news that Georgia ran up until Alabama in the SEC title game again. And yet I wonder, might that have been the best thing that could have happened to them? Because they got them, now they endured them, now they have the experience, and now whatever rattles them about Alabama, actually they've worn it this year, and they're better suited to go after it tonight?
That's it. You just said it. That's it. We got to win this damn game. Excuse me. for my words, but we gotta win this damn game, and I'm gonna say it again too. We gotta win this game, and I'm gonna leave it at that, dude. We gotta win this game.
Are you?
I'm fine. I am. Both of them. But we gotta win this game, man. Bottom line, I don't care how we win it. We gotta win this football game for our psyche, for the program. We gotta win this football game. We do. And I don't care how we win it, but we got to win this game, man.
In 3 years at Georgia, you never played Alabama, did you?
I never played Alabama. No, the LSUs and the Auburns, where we, I think we played Arkansas maybe a time or two there, too. But, no, I never played Alabama. And, plus, Alabama was down when I was in school.
That's true. Yeah, they were down this year. So you really didn't hate Alabama when you were quarterbacking, when you were playing.
No, because we didn't get to taste that that tradition, because they really weren't that good then. So really, it was the Tennessees, the Floridas, of course Georgia Tech at the end of the year, because they were really good with Joe Hamilton when I was in school.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't get to taste that tradition there.
Now you're working as part of an advanced quarterback camp as well with a couple of other really good SEC QBs and college quarterbacks. Steven Garcia is involved as well. It's called B-True's Advanced Quarterback Camp. So how has this been to work with young people and young QBs and trying to mold them?
Man, it's great. I love it. I joke sometimes, like, God dang, I wish my fundamentals was this good when I was playing. Because you're able to study, these QBs, man, on a daily basis. You're able to work on your own, coaching techniques and seeing how you can be a better coach on a daily basis. And then you're able, to really pour into these guys' lives. You know, man, I made the fatal mistake of starting smoking weed when I was a younger kid, man, and it came back to bite me in my ass, when I was a Dallas Cowboy, man. And so, man, just to pour into these kids' lives, especially at these moments where a lot of these kids think marijuana is legal, but it would destroy your career. And having those talks with them, too, as well, man, is, it means the world to me, man, because it's nothing like, working your butt off, your whole life for something, and then throwing it away for drugs and alcohol, dude. So just pouring into their lives like that, giving them the fundamentals they need, the hard work and drive. Hell, everybody's not going to make it, to even get a college scholarship, man. But the work you put in right now is going to prevail you for life, man, and tools you can take on with you with your life journey, man. So I love it, dude. I love it. You can if you're in the area, look up some camps for me. You can look up and see what I'm doing on QuincyCarter17.com. That's my website there. And I'll have all my camps listed, dated, and everything like that. And then my phone number, if you're in the area, I want some personal training also, because I do fly out to guys too.
That's excellent. That's great to hear. Specifically, how did marijuana use, kind of derail your career?
Man, it was at a time, I don't want to give kids the wrong impression, so I won't say that. I was going to say something else, but I'm not going to say it. Ultimately, man, it came back to bite my ass. I know some of the reasons why I was, being able to look back in hindsight. But it eventually was something that I couldn't stop. And when it came time to, to pass a freaking test, I wasn't able to do it because I started a habit that I couldn't stop. And so ultimately it cost me my whole career. And then, later on, and you hear gateway drug your whole life. And then eventually it became a gateway drug because eventually I got into, heavy alcohol and cocaine use later on. So it eventually became a gateway drug. So kids, man, just understand, man, this thing of addiction is fatal. And you never know, something that you start could derail you for the rest of your life.
That's a powerful message. Quincy Carter joining us on the show. As he mentioned, his website, QuincyCarter17.com. for his availability on camps and also personal tutelage as well. If you want personal coaching from a quarterback standpoint, also B-True's Advanced QB Camp is available online if you want to check out information on that as well, including on Twitter. Really cool stuff. Quincy, man, this was great. Thanks for finding time for us, and go Bulldogs tonight. So we'll see if you could be celebrating.
Hey, I know that's right. Go Dogs.
Thank you, bud.
Thank
great
you.
Stuff.
Thanks for having me.
You got it. Quincy Carter joining us this morning on the show. I'm rooting for the Bulldogs because I've got 120 beers riding on them tonight in the brouhaha. By the way, breaking news, the Vikings have fired Mike Zimmer and their GM, Rick Spielman. Again, breaking news happening right now at the hour. The Vikings have cleaned house. They are firing Mike Zimmer and Rick Spielman. When we come back here on the DA Show, we are racing through yesterday's NFL action, everything from Week 18. When we come back, Joe Judge trying to get fired. DA, CBS Sports Radio. Cookie Monster, good morning.
Will you please beat me up to the mothership, please?
Yes, of course.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Here we go. 21 minutes past the hour. Thanks so much for being with us on this fine Monday morning, reacting to everything around the NFL yesterday. And because the New York Giants have been eliminated from the playoffs, shockingly, coming down to the final regular season day. Oh, no. No, they were eliminated well before that. Mraz has to paint himself all blue, shirtless, and sit outside of our studios on a frigid January day and tell everybody that passes, I'm sorry for telling you to believe in the Giants. I am going to do the yeoman's work of streaming this live. We are broadcasting this live on Instagram. So if you're on IG, follow me, and I will go live at 10 a.m. Eastern time once we are off the airwaves and document the proceedings, complete with play-by-play. Mraz, in just a strategic mistake, huge strategic mistake, has decided today to not get his pants painted blue, but didn't pack other warm pants, so he's nothing but leggings and light gym shorts. And he's going to take off his shirt here in about 40 minutes and have it completely painted blue, full body paint. Foxy, who handles the bagpipes at assorted West Babylon events such as Bob's Bar openings and the like, is going to be painting Mraz's back blue because none of us have the stomach to do that. And Mraz will have to go down to the sidewalk. It's approximately 25 degrees or so right about now. Right now, 29 degrees downstairs. 29.
Balmy.
Balmy 29. There is wind as well. It is, luckily for him, mostly sunny, but we are only three blocks from the Hudson River, and so it gets brisk this time of year as the wind whips through the cavernous streets of Lower Manhattan. I will stream this live on Instagram. Be here for it, at Damon Amendo. Again, that's at Damon Amendo, and then all the footage that Cap also gets will also post on social as well, other places. Well,
one quick note about the weather.
Yeah.
Where we are downstairs is usually like a wind tunnel.
Yep.
So the temperature, I would say, it might be 29, but it'll probably go with the wind chill down to about 19.
Yeah, that's a real feel in the teens. Yep, with the wind, that's a real feel. Yep, that's a real feel in the teens. You're absolutely right. Tomorrow would have been even worse. The high is 15 tomorrow, but Mraz, by grace of God, got today as the day that he's going to have to do it. We just reported that Mike Zimmer and Rick Spielman both out with the Minnesota Vikings. Look, for Mike Zimmer, he became mediocre Mike. Non-playoff seasons, he went 7-9, 7-8-1, 8-8, 8-9. But there just wasn't much movement or improvement from the Vikings this year. You could just tell at times they were stuck in neutral. And so getting fresh voices, GM, head coach, makes sense there. And I think that locker room he had lost as well, because Kirk Cousins seems to always say what he's supposed to say, the nice guy thing to say. And even he wouldn't endorse Mike Zimmer. They knew it was the end. Matt Nagy and the Bears also parting ways. The Bears firing Matt Nagy, worst kept secret. He's out. Bears situation is interesting. Good defense, young quarterback, but a front office and an ownership that never spends money. Is that a desirable place to coach? It's a great place to win. Can you win? Jacksonville, obviously, is open. The Raiders isn't open yet. Bisaccia gets into the playoffs last night. But openings are happening around the NFL. In New York, I don't think the Giants are firing Joe Judge. I don't. For whatever reason, I just don't believe so. I don't believe the next GM that they hire is going to fire Joe Judge or demand to fire Joe Judge. I think that Judge has enough loyalty within that organization, and they don't want to make more changes at the head coach that they've had so many changes recently. But man, you could make the argument that you should. Yesterday, in a completely meaningless game, it means nothing. You can either be 4-13 or 5-12. It doesn't mean anything. On 3rd-and-9, from inside their own 10-yard line, 3rd-and-9, Joe Judge called a play that was meant to give up. 3rd-and-9, not a draw, not a slant pass, not a toss, power sweep, nothing, not even a halfback dive. He decided to bring in everybody, so it was almost like a jumbo goal line package, cram everybody close and tight, almost a kneel down package, and told Jake Fromm, you take the snap and just burrow forward for a yard. Coaching totally scared. He is scared of what is going to happen. Yes, Jake Fromm's a third string quarterback. Yes. The Giants' offensive line's been bad. Yes. The game means nothing. The game means absolutely nothing. So in week 18, you're basically trying to play punt game. You're not even trying to get first downs. Let's just play field position in a meaningless week 18 game in front of the home fans. You're asking your fans to buy into, we're turning things around. The culture is different. People aren't fighting on the sidelines, this, that, and the other thing. Your home fans come out and they brave a miserable day around here. It was cold, raw, rainy.
It was miserable. You didn't want to be outside for 10 minutes, let alone 3.5 hours. You had your fans come to that building in a completely meaningless game. And on 3rd and 9, you just wanted to make sure we don't throw an interception. Quarterback sneak, we're just punting here. So basically, you're in 2-down territory. 1st and 2nd. If you don't get the 1st down, forget it. Scrap it. We're not doing anything. Multiple times yesterday. It was a white flag. It was a surrender. It's the 2nd quarter. In the 2nd quarter of a meaningless game, Joe Judge surrendered. Man, I could make the argument for consistency and continuity. I can make the argument that you're down to your 3rd-string quarterback. You can't be judged on these games. I could be convinced offensive line's terrible. It never worked this year. It's a talent deficiency. Gettleman's a boob. You know what? Bring back Judge for a real test of what he really is as a head coach in year 3. I can make all those arguments, and I don't think they're going to fire him. But it was almost like yesterday he was challenging the ownership. It was almost like he was saying, my roster sucks so bad and I'm rubbing your nose in it. This roster is so bad, this quarterback situation is so bad, we won't even try on 3rd downs. We're just punting. That's what I'm left with. It was almost like Joe Judge was playing a victim or a martyr. We're so bad, I can't even trust my guys on 3rd and long. This is what you've given me. It was either martyrdom, and it was a symbol and a message to the ownership, hey, look at how bad this is, or it was open defiance. Can you go into, let's just say, Mraz, you have a meeting with Mara and Tisch today.
Which he is right now.
And they go, you got to explain the 3rd and 9 in front of our fans. You basically took a knee. What happened? One argument that he could make, I suppose, is, you know what? I think it's always important to try to win a football game. We're playing a field position there. I can't get the 1st down, so we're just going to keep punting, and I hope that I win an ugly game 9-6, 12-9, something like that. And I'm just, that's my best chance to win, and you hired me to win, and I'm trying to win every single game. I could only imagine that's the only argument that he could make in good faith that they would seemingly stomach. Right? Because the other argument that, you know what, guys? My roster sucks. I can't do anything. So you know what? I wanted to prove to you guys how bad it sucks. I got to punt on 3rd down, basically.
Right. Or I'm protecting my quarterback because this is the offensive line you've given me and we can't survive anymore.
Right. So it's either the most conservative thing you could ever do. I mean, just run a draw. That's what everybody does.
By the way, it was the 2nd straight play they ran that play.
It was, right, 2nd and 11 and then 3rd and 9, right?
Right. They got 2 yards, but everybody forgot about that 2nd down play because, okay, whatever. You can't back it up with back-to-back quarterback fall downs for 2 yards. And by the way, when you need a 4th and 1, that play, somehow they can't get the yard.
Some people thought he was trying to get fired. I actually don't think that yesterday. Do you?
I think he has too much pride not to get fired, but that was one of the rare coaching moves in NFL history where you could make the case on watching it that's one of the options as to why he chose to do that.
I don't think there's a case to be made that you won't do that unless part of you wants to get fired.
My point is there's so limited amount of explanations that you could do what he did yesterday that one of the explanations is quite literally, I've had it with you hanging me out to dry with the media. Please, I'm telling you now to fire me. I don't ultimately think he was trying to do that, but it's on the table of one of only 4 possible explanations.
Andrew Bogish has our headline this morning. Mr. Bogues?
DA, here we go. It's Black Monday. Coaches being fired left and right. We did not see this one coming. Brian Flores is reportedly out
really?
In Miami. That's according
Whoa.
To Adam Schefter. That's the big one here. In the last couple of minutes.
Whoa!
Yes. It follows reports that Rick Spielman, the GM, and Mike Zimmer, the head coach, are done in Minnesota. And not surprisingly, Matt Nagy put out his misery
Whoa.
In Chicago. But the Dolphins, who almost recovered from that terrible start, won yesterday, done with Brian
they
Flores.
They won 8 of their final 9 games.
Yeah.
And they swept the Patriots.
And Brian Flores is out.
And he's beaten the Patriots 3 straight times.
Unless Adam Schefter's very wrong, Brian Flores is out
Whoa.
In Miami.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. which means that they want Deshaun Watson and Flores wanted Tua.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. Or is that another Harbaugh connecting dots? Ross and Michigan, Miami.
Could.
Meanwhile, Rich Bisaccia gets at least one more game as Raiders interim coach, which is good news for most of us since it means at least one more post-game breakdown like this.
We had some drives and we give up some drives and, you know, we had some touchdowns, they had some touchdowns.
And then we kick some field goals and they kicked one last field goal in overtime and the Raiders won into the postseason for the first time since 2016. Two overtime field goals from Daniel Carlson. The second one was from 47 yards out as time expired after Chargers head coach Brandon Staley called one of the most debatable timeouts in NFL history. Derek Carr said it changed the Raiders' strategy.
Wow.
They might have been content with the tie that would have sent both teams to the postseason. Instead, they get 10 more yards on a run play, kick the field goal. They win 35-32. So the Raiders are in, the Steelers are in, and the Bolts are out. Pittsburgh staying alive with a 16-13 OT win in Baltimore in the afternoon. Mike Tomlin's team ended up at 9-7-1.
You guys buried us when we were 1-3. Man, we got a lot of warts, but we're here. And that's been our position since September. And so I'm just appreciative of that mental fortitude being displayed by those men in that locker room.
So Big Ben has at least one more game. It's Sunday night in KC. The Raiders will play Cincy in Cincy on Saturday afternoon. The Patriots and Bills in Buffalo that night. Bucks, Eagles, Cowboys, Niners also on Sunday. The Rams host the Cardinals Monday night. And dessert coordinator Brad Heller is now texting me that Ryan Pace is also out in Chicago. So the Bears and the Vikings cleaning house, GM and head coach, is both out in both of those places. Alabama and Georgia have the stage tonight, the national title game from Indy. One of us will be swimming in beer while the other two go bankrupt. Klay Thompson played his first NBA game since the 2019 NBA Finals last night. 17 points in 20 minutes as the Warriors down the Cavs 96-82.
There were times in the past where you second-guess yourself. You think you're going to be the same player or have the same explosion or whatever you want to, whatever term. And just to be able to go out there and shoot the ball, play defense, and compete, I mean, man, it was special.
Klay tore his ACL back in those finals, then ruptured his Achilles during rehab. The Grizzlies down the Lakers 127-119 for a 9-game win streak, and the Nuggets won in OKC 99-95 behind 22 points and 18 boards from Nikola Jokic. And an Australian judge ruling in favor of Novak Djokovic today, so he is free to enter Australia and play in the Aussie Open, which begins next week. However, the case is not closed because Djokovic's visa can be canceled at any moment, and government officials have hinted that may be their next move. DA, cookie out.
Thanks, Bogues. Wow, Brian Flores out in Miami. We'll track this on the final couple of minutes of this show when we come back. Amy Trask, former NFL executive and CBS sports analyst, on the firings today, including the stunner in Miami. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
You guys are the best national morning radio show there is. 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. I go to CBS Sports Radio for DA.
The DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Thanks for being with us. Joining us this morning on the show, CBS Sports NFL analyst, a longtime NFL executive as well. Her Raiders are in the playoffs. Our good friend Amy Trask. Amy, good morning.
Good morning. It's always a tremendous pleasure for me to be able to join you, so thanks for having me, and hi.
Well, thanks for saying that. Hi, back to you, Amy. We'll get to the Raiders coming up in mere moments, but this is breaking news as Brian Flores is out in Miami. I'm stunned at this news. Are you shocked that they fired Brian Flores?
I'm going to give you a twofold answer, and not simply because I went to law school. On the one hand, I am somewhat surprised. On the other hand, I've gotten to the point where really nothing surprises me anymore. So how's that for equivocating?
Well, that is really riding the fence here. But I understand what you mean, because things in the NFL tend to be unpredictable. But they did win 8 of 9 down the stretch. They swept the Patriots this year. Many of the games early in the season that they lost was when they lost to Tagovailoa due to injury. So was there reason to fire Brian Flores?
Well, and that's the only reason I said nothing surprises me anymore. And it's simply to acknowledge that I don't know what may have been decided before the season or discussed before or during the season behind the scenes. absolutely looking at this from the outside in for the reasons you just noted, it is surprising. But without knowing the dynamics of what was going on inside, and if there's anything other than the win-loss record and the streak you just talked about that we're not aware of, it's hard to comment in that regard.
We've heard he's tough. We've heard that it could be his way or the highway, and that he can drive some of his assistant coaches batty, maybe some of the people that he works with. So maybe that's part of it. Maybe part of this is Deshaun Watson, and whether that is in play, perhaps maybe it's just the losing streak buried him early in the season. But the Dolphins finished strong, and Flores is out of a job. Same thing in Minnesota, where Rick Spielman and Mike Zimmer are also both out. Do you think the Vikings are in need of a refresh, reboot there?
Certainly they have not been getting, you know, look, they've been hovering where they've been for quite a while with little blips and dips. But I think we, you know, many of us saw that one coming, and one could tell from Mike's sort of comments at press conferences at the as the season went on that he too may have seen this coming.
Amy Trask joins us here on the show. Hey, let's talk about Rich Bisaccia's job here, because keeping this thing on the tracks after John Gruden's dismissal and then the Henry Ruggs tragedy and everything else that has beset this Raiders team and still getting them into the playoffs is pretty amazing. How would you describe what Bisaccia has done this year?
Impressive, for the reasons you just noted. You know, teams talk all the time, and I discussed this on CBS Sports Network yesterday. We hear the word distraction thrown around a lot, and it's something that drove me nuts during my years in the league. It still does, because so often we hear coaches speak of distractions that either aren't distractions or shouldn't be considered distractions. Listen, I was on a team plane once when the coach walked up to me and very heatedly said that the fact that we didn't have the right kind of candy bars on the plane constituted a distraction. So that word is thrown around a lot. What went on with the Raiders this year wasn't a distraction. It was horrific. What John Gruden did, horrific. What happened with Henry Ruggs and the loss of that life, absolutely horrific and heartbreaking. And yet the coach has kept this team focused, and they're going to the playoffs. I think he needs to be given tremendous consideration for the full-time job.
What kind of candy bars did you guys have?
You know, unless they're going to sponsor your show, I don't think I should say the name on air.
There was a head coach that was worried about the types of candy bars that were supplied, and you were responsible for the candy bars. I feel like that was probably, you were probably above that responsibility.
Well, look, it's you know, we all take responsibility for everything, the more we can do. And he was angry about the candy bars, and I'm being silly, of course, about, because my response to him at the time, in other words, what I'm saying is, if you want to yell at anyone about the candy bars, go ahead and yell at me. But what the heck are you doing yelling about candy bars? And my response to him when he told me, just so impassioned, that the wrong kind of, that we didn't have the right kind of candy bars, and having the wrong kind of candy bars constituted a distraction. I said, look, if you think missing a certain kind of candy bar on the team plane is a distraction, we've got bigger problems than missing candy bars.
Amy Trask is our guest this morning on the show. What did you make of the Colts' effort and Carson Wentz's effort yesterday in Jacksonville?
I don't want to say any words on air that are going to get you or CBS Sports Radio.
I've said them all already. You're okay.
I'm sorry?
I've said them all already. You're okay.
Oh, really? Wow. It was mind-boggling. It was just the whole thing. I mean, look, we've seen problems with the Colts over the last number of weeks. I was never sold on the Colts this season the way some people were. I've never been sold on Carson Wentz the way some people have been. And so in that regard, I wasn't surprised. They haven't beaten them on the road in now, I'll have to do the math, since 2014.
6 years,
so what is
that
now, 7 years?
Yeah,
seven times on the road?
Yeah.
Look, sometimes divisional rivals just have one another's numbers, but you got to find a way to get that done. You just got to find a way to get that done.
It also suggests that Carson Wentz is not the final solution for the Colts, but he's got to come back next year as their starter because they've invested a first-round draft pick in him. So what type of confidence level could the Colts or Colts fans have in their quarterback next year?
Well, two separate answers. Does he have to come back? You know, it's kind of, you go to the whole business analogy when you make an investment in something. If you make an investment in something, the temptation is to stick with the investment because you've poured resources into it. But sometimes, and some investors will tell you, you just make a decision that maybe it was a bad investment and you move on. I'm not suggesting they should do that, though, until they ask themselves the question and answer and do what? Because if they decide to move on without answering that question, I think that's a mistake. Whenever someone would say to me, Amy, they should cut this quarterback. You should cut this quarterback, as they said when I was in the league. And do what? If you don't have an answer that's as good or better, then what are you doing? Now, that said, if they do have an answer that's better, they ought to give it consideration.
Do you think there was any consideration for playing for the tie last night?
Well, you know, what's interesting is when they went to make that final field goal, whether they made it or not, they were in.
Right.
So there was no harm in kicking that field goal. There were a lot of people, I understand, who were screaming, don't do it. You might miss. You might miss. Well, guess what? If they missed, they were still in the playoffs. So there you go.
But you don't think that Staley or Bisaccia going into overtime or any part of overtime thought, you know what, let's just play for the tie. Let's both get in here.
I can't speak to either of them, but it's certainly did not have that appearance to me. The teams appeared to be playing to, and I'll quote the great coach, we play to win the game.
Yep. Amy Trask joining us this morning here on the show. She's the best. We love having her here on the program. You can always check her out as part of CBS Sports' NFL coverage. She's all over it. It's phenomenal. Tops, and We Need to Talk, and the NFL on CBS, everything, plus on Twitter. Check her out as well every single day at Amy Trask on Twitter for her thoughts. Amy, it's great to talk to you in the new year. Thanks so much for doing so. Congrats to the Raiders getting into the playoffs. I'm sure that's going to be fun for you to watch the game next week.
Always my pleasure to join you. Thanks for having me, and Happy New Year to you.
Thanks. You too. Amy Trask joining us this morning on the show. Time for your epic fail of the morning. The woman, Stephanie Maddow, who is charging people to buy her jarred farts, is off the market now, but she's now making NFTs, artwork about her jarred farts. And Mraz says he'd still be interested in that, although he does draw the line at one thing when it comes to this.
Even the DA show is not perfect. We know. Shocking. Here's the epic fail.
Go to a hotel lobby and do that.
No, we can't just walk up to sniff a stranger.
Yeah, but you sit in a chair and watch somebody.
Nah,
yeah. Okay,
no.
There's a difference between Marge in the postal office and Stephanie Maddow.
Yeah.
What do you mean smell her? You're smelling her intestine. You're not smelling her perfume.
That's her in her naturalist form.
I had a nut bag left I was licking.
Yeah, no, no.
Yeah. I mean,
no,
I don't want it, but I can almost see the logic.
That's air that comes through her lower intestine. That is not how she smells. It's not smelling her hair.
Literally from inside of her, DA, is exactly how she smells.
That's the most natural of smell.
Right.
Oh, Romeo, art thou Romeo?
Well, okay, would you want her to wake up after a long night's sleep and blow her morning breath into a jar and close that up?
That's a poll question.
I take it.
Why not?
Ew! Those are gross smells! Those are disgusting scents!
Yeah, but if it's a beautiful, beautiful woman, it humanizes them.
What do you mean it humanizes them?
Yeah, because they feel like they're out of this world. They're not in the same realm. If they have the same doggy breath and the same enchilada gas I have, it makes me feel connected, and it makes a lot of people feel connected.
Romantically connected?
God. Yeah, it's kind of hot.
It's hot?
I mean, it's not the hottest part of them.
The least hottest part about your spouse is when they wake up and breathe in your face. That's the least hottest thing they'll ever do. The second least is when they pick up their thigh and squeak one out. These are the worst parts of us.
But I'm sure that would be disgusting to me if I've lived with Stephanie Maddow for 6 years, but it's the attraction now that draws me in.
You want to eat Mila Kunis's boogers next?
Ooh.
Hashtag stay away from me, buddy.
That's where I draw the line.
Oh, that's where you draw.
Because now I'm actually eating something.
Would you just take her booger? Because
no,
she'd pick her nose and put it in some kind of like vial
no,
for you.
No, a booger's weird because it's physical. The breath and the fart, literally, they pass by. It's like a train moving past the station.
Hey, Daddy, I want an Oompa Loompa.
You get a whiff and you move on.
Epic fail, you loser.
That is why you fail.
Epic fail.
We're moving on. On to Cincinnati. We are just minutes away from Mraz taking off his shirt, going outside, painting his entire body blue. Is Foxy en route? Is he around?
He might be bailing.
Upside down Mike bailed and Foxy's bailing?
I'm working this out now, yeah. I've been told by Foxy, I think it's a little too cold. So I don't know if he's kidding with me.
That's the whole point.
Exactly.
Is that it's cold.
So I'm being totally honest. I don't know if he's kidding with me, if we'll get down there or not.
Foxy will never live this down if he is out because it's too cold. That's why we're doing the bit. It's because it's
that's
too cold.
The bit. You can't take the reservation if you don't have the car.
He could also apply the paint inside.
Correct.
In the bathroom.
Correct. Again, I could be getting totally trolled. I don't know.
Some real foxhole guys in West Baton.
I mean, really? Jeez, everybody bailed on you. Well, either way, coming up in a few minutes, he's going to be outside, shirtless, and nothing but blue body paint, apologizing to people on the street for believing in the Giants. I am streaming this live on my Instagram account. So make sure you're following me there, at Damon Amendo for the live coverage, at Damon Amendo. Follow me there for the live Instagram feed, tomorrow reaction, and the brouhaha culminates tonight. Thanks to Sean Mraz, executive producer, Pete the Body Bellotti on the Wheels of Steel and audio director, Andrew Kaplan, the Wizard of Watch DA, and Andrew Bogish on your headlines. Be good and be good to one another. I'm DA, the Mothership Disconnects.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.